Hi, this is Anna Welly, and this lesson is on week number 3, Start the Day Right, for our third week of Soul Body Bliss. And as you may have noticed so far in this course, the habits are kind of stacking upon each other. So we have the earlier, lighter dinner, which supports the next habit of earlier to bed, and then the next habit, which is Start the Day Right, is influenced by the practice of the first two habits. And as part of this, we're just continuing in this flow of energy that we're aligning to, in this cycle of the earth and sun energies and that cycle within us, and how this rhythm and this cycle of energy just continues in this pulsation, in this circle, from throughout the day, from day to day, throughout the months and the year. And we recognize that we're connected to this part of the whole, and that this is the basis of Ayurveda. So in this fashion, we are practicing eating your main meal at the middle of the day, having an earlier and lighter dinner when digestion is less strong, and that helps you have an easy cleanup so you can relax after the meal. Notice when you start to get tired and really kind of wind down your energy while the sun is winding down, that kapha energy is getting strong. And you honor that to take care of your body's need to get rest and go to sleep early. And then now you can wake up with that expansive energy of the new day in the early morning. So through this cycle of energy throughout the daily cycle, which we call the doshic clock, and the way we align to that with our habits called the dinacharya, we've talked about the different doshas, pitta and kapha. And pitta is the dosha that arises from the elements of fire and water, and its importance of it has the transformation quality within us. It's responsible for the digestion and the metabolism with our body. And that's why we eat during the pitta time in the middle of the day, when pitta and the digestion is the strongest, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And then we just eat light in the evening, so pitta can go to work on metabolism when that second fire comes through from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And that supports the body to cleanse the blood, the liver, remove all of those wastes and impurities, and basically bring that transformation of fire through all the cells and tissues to create clarity and greater health and just give you that fresh, clean slate for the start of the next day. Then we also spoke about kapha, which is the dosha energy that rises from the elements of earth and water. And kapha is dominant from 6 to 10. So 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and then 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And kapha, this earth-water element, is all about strength and groundedness. It's about softness and connectivity and pleasure and contentment. And this is why you want to have a lovely, sweet, relaxing, and pleasurable evening from 6 to 10 p.m. during this kapha time of day. This helps you let go of the day's stress. It helps you ground down. It helps you get deeper rest. It's restorative for the body. And this prevents burnout from too much pitta and overdoing it, or working hard and burning the candles at both ends. So it helps with a lot of those issues of people having adrenal fatigue and adrenal burnout and endocrine problems and Hashimoto's and all of that. This kapha time and this kapha energy also balances or relieves vata and the symptoms of overwhelm or anxiety, having trouble focusing, insomnia, or just basic senses of worry. So kapha soothes and strengthens you and builds that immunity and that glow. And when your kapha is balanced and when you have an ample amount of kapha, you feel more satisfaction and more contentment in life. There's just more pleasure in your experience. So now, lastly, we tap into vata dosha. And vata dosha is the energy that arises from the elements of space and air. So as you can imagine, these things, these qualities from space and air are dry, light, cold, mobile, it's very moving, it's rough, and subtle. Vata is about expansion, movement, lightness, excitement, creativity, forward thinking, thinking into the future, more activity in the mind or the body, and mobility. And the basic emotion of Vata is joy, joy or inspiration. Vata energy is dominant from 2 to 6 every day, so 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., and then 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Each dosha, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, also has 5 sub-doshas. And the sub-doshas of Vata are all about movement. And really quickly, there's the 5 sub-doshas are Prana, Udana, Vyana, Samana, and Apana. And they just are the different movements of energy coming down and in, up and out, expanding outwards, contracting inwards, or that pull in, or down and out. And this one, this movement of down and out, which is Apana Vayu, is one of the most important movements of Vata in the body. It's in charge of things like menstrual flow, going pee, going poop, childbirth, all of those types of things. And so when Apana Vayu, this downward movement of Vata, is strong and is balanced and moving down and out, that supports the rest of Vata moving in the right direction. If Apana Vayu is blocked or Vata is blocked, it can take any of the other doshas with it. And this, for this reason, Vata is called the king of doshas because it has the strongest effect on all the other doshas. So if it's moving in the wrong way or if it's blocked, it's going to cause basically wreak havoc in the body, in the mind, in the emotions. It's like you can imagine if there's, if there's like this big rainstorm and one of the channels where water wants to move becomes clogged up with a bunch of sticks and leaves and things like that, and it creates this big puddle or a big, it starts flooding the yard or the street. That would be a blockage in that flow and that movement. The same thing can happen if there's, constipation or menstrual cramps or just any sort of feelings of anxiety or being scattered or restless or ungrounded. And in that sense, then your energy is getting trapped, blocked, or bouncing back up. And being ungrounded is this result of Apana Vayu moving up, which causes that sense of fear, worry, anxiety, or even insomnia. So to remedy this, we connect into our Kapha and earth qualities and ground down and relax, especially in the evening during that Kapha time from 6 to 10 p.m. before we go to bed. So we have that conscious, beautiful evening ritual every night. And then we also connect into the Vata time of day, particularly in the early morning. And then the third part we can do is we create regularity and build this rhythm into our life and build this rhythm into our day. And that's a practice of Dinacharya. That's what we're doing at large in this course, is we're building that rhythm, that drumbeat of consistent meal times, a consistent evening practice or ritual, a consistent bedtime, which supports a consistent time to wake up. So as we connect into this Vata energy in the morning, you're giving your body this optimal energy also to go to the bathroom. There's 2 different aspects of this early morning routine. And one of them is, as we connect to Vata, is going to the bathroom. And the other one is this etheric spiritual nature that's more present. So remember, Vata is space and air, and it's about movement, and it's also about this subtle quality. So when you connect into this Apana Vayu, this movement of Vata in the early morning, it's the optimal time and the easiest time for your body to go to the bathroom. And so we want to take advantage of that as being a fundamental key component of having a healthy body, is having a healthy bowel movement every single morning. And what a healthy bowel movement looks like is 18 inches of fecal matter. So it's pretty huge. It's the length of the descending colon and the transverse colon. And this, your bowel movement, your poop should basically be brownish in color and have the shape and the consistency of a ripe banana. So it's well formed, it's fairly smooth, and almost has the consistency of toothpaste even, or just a banana. And that's what's ideal. And in Ayurveda, anything less than that is actually considered constipation. So you want to have this full, complete movement every single morning before you go into your day. And if it's not complete, if it's not that big or it's not well formed, then you're potentially taking that waste, carrying that with you throughout the rest of the day, or even reabsorbing it back into your body. And that brings us back into this idea of ama. So, and if you're not going every day, or if it's incomplete or whatever, and you have troubles of constipation, we'll troubleshoot with that. So to make this practice happen and to support yourself in having this complete elimination, what we do in this Start the Day Right is have this strategy, this practice made up by Kate Stillman called the Hydrate and Flush. And what you want to do is when you wake up in the morning after you brush your teeth, you drink enough water, a massive amount of water, that's going to flush out your system and create a bowel movement. So for some people, it can be a quart of water, and for some people, it might even be more than a quart of water. And you want the water to be room temperature or hot, like tea temperature hot. And if you want to, you can add in a squeeze of fresh lemon. And basically the idea is you just chug all this water pretty quickly. It's not like you're hanging out and sipping it and checking your email and stuff like that. You drink the water and you just flush your system, and this creates the bowel movement, triggers a bowel movement to happen. What's really important is that you don't want to have caffeine or tea or any other beverage other than water. Caffeine in and of itself is really unbalancing to vata and pitta, and it basically moves the apana vayu energy up and out instead of down and out, which I just mentioned earlier. So it creates a kind of more issues of blockages and all kinds of stuff in the body, amongst other things that caffeine can do, such as deplete the adrenal system, mess up with the hormones, create an acidic environment, blah, blah, blah. There's all kinds of reasons that we know that we don't want to have caffeine. So the idea is instead you have this hot water or just room temperature water to really flush and cleanse your system. If you don't already poop in the morning, you want to take your time with this practice of hydrating and flushing until it becomes natural, because you're just basically retraining your body to have this natural movement and energy, and then also you're training the muscles in your system and strengthening the colon. If you have a pitta-type digestion, also called tikshna agni, a sharp digestive fire, your stools can tend to be softer, loose, or just not formed together. And there might be undigested food in the bowel or a tendency towards diarrhea or loose stools. And this means that you aren't able to absorb the nutrients as well or create optimal tissues. So if you have too high pitta, you need to eat pitta-reducing foods. You want to avoid spicy, sour, and salty tastes. Those are all heating. And you want to eat things that are more cooling, such as sweet foods, bitter, and astringent tastes. You also want to make sure you're getting plenty of fiber in your diet. And then you can also try nutmeg to help the stool bind together. So you just take a pinch of nutmeg and add it to warm nut milk and drink that in the afternoon and the evening. Kapha-type digestion, or manda agni, is a slow, sluggish, or dampened digestive fire from high kapha. So the stool can tend to be sticky, dense, or heavy. It might sink to the bottom of the toilet or might have mucus in it, and it's usually darker in color. Bread and heavier foods can tax the system and weigh it down if there's a lot of kapha in your body. So to remedy and balance the kapha or manda agni, you can add more digestive spices, especially things like ginger, black pepper, and cumin. And you want to make sure to eat lightly and not to overeat at any of the meals. And then having warm and well-spiced fresh foods is really good. Vata-type digestion, also called Vishama Agni, is a variable or erratic digestive fire from high vata in the body. So Vishama Agni is an appetite and digestion that kind of comes and goes like the wind in this vata nature. Sometimes it's weak, other times it's strong. This digestive fire can lead to gas, bloating, abdominal distension, gurgling sounds, and also constipation. So if your bowels tend to be drier, harder, more compact, or even look like pebbles, that means you have a lot of vata in your digestive tract. So to remedy this, you want to, number one, create consistent meal times, and then adding raw ginger before a meal or cumin, coriander, and fennel tea is really helpful. And then you also want to make sure there's plenty of water being consumed throughout the day so you're very hydrated, and have the water, sip water all day, but not chug water right before you eat. And then vata people can also focus on having more of the liquid type foods and things that are really easy to digest. So warm, simple meals are really good, soups, and make sure to avoid processed foods and eat whole, natural, fresh foods that are freshly cooked. Overall, basic tips to help you make sure you're having that healthy bowel movement in the morning would be, number one, make sure you're hydrated. So you drink plenty of water all day. And if you're really dehydrated, you can sip on hot water with a lemon in it and just have a thermos next to you so you can have it all handy all day. And every 15 minutes, pour yourself a small little glass and just drink that hot water. And that will help to rehydrate your lymph and hydrate all of your tissues from there on out. And you can also eat more hydrating foods, such as fruit, especially juicy fruits, soup, smoothies, all that kind of liquid-based stuff. And then stop eating things that are dehydrating, like coffee or liquor or more of the bitter stuff. And just a note that when you're doing this practice in the morning of the hydrate and flush, of drinking that big glass of water, it's really more about flushing. It's not necessarily... when you drink water that quickly, it's harder for it to be absorbed by the body and become hydrating. So if you're dehydrated, you want to make sure you're drinking regularly throughout the whole day. Another tip to help have the bowel movement in the morning would be to add some movement into your morning routine. And this is especially good for people who have that really good, strong kapha energy. If they're really grounded, if they've got like, you know, if they're thick, big-boned people that are slow to move, moving will help get that vata, wake up that vata energy in your body. And in particular, doing things like a handstand or downward dog that kind of flips you upside down can signal to your body, wait a second, yo, we want to move down and out. Like it triggers and activates that apana vayu downward out movement. Even just doing a little bit of jumping on the trampoline or just a little bit of rebounding movement, something like that, can help activate that vata movement. A third tip would be to practice squatting. And by squatting, you can do it just squatting on the floor, like a regular yogic squat, or using a squatty potty. And what this does is it helps to basically open up the pelvic floor, the pelvic space, and it helps to kind of unkink the colon. So it supports that down and out flow, that down and out movement. Just sitting still can also be really helpful. Like for me, I have a high vata energy. And so when I sit down and really ground down, that helps my vata not move up, but instead move down and out. And so as an example, I will drink this big glass of water, and then I'll go sit on my meditation pillow and meditate for 10 or 15 minutes. And then after that, my body is ready, like, oh yeah, okay, we're grounded down. We have this moving through us, and then I can go to the bathroom. Tip number four would be to try any supplements if you tend towards constipation. And different supplements that you could use, number one would be triphala, is probably one of the best options. And triphala is this Ayurvedic combo of three different dried fruits. And it's tridoshic, so it's balancing for everyone. It's not going to be unbalancing to any sort of body or mind type. It's not a laxative. It's actually a combination of herbs that help cleanse your entire system. It cleanses the GI tract. It cleanses your lymph and your blood. It's good for all the tissues in your body. And it actually tones and strengthens the digestive tract and the peristaltic motion. Another option would be Calm magnesium supplement. And this one you take at night, both Trifla you take at night and Calm you would take at night. And Calm helps relax the nervous system and can help you fall asleep easier and faster. And it can also help you go to the bathroom in the morning. This one I notice increases pitta. So it's something to be aware of if you have high pitta, especially in your digestive tract, you wouldn't want to use it. But for someone that has high vata, it can be really good. Aloe juice is another great option, especially for anyone that has the dry, harder stools, because the aloe is very soothing and hydrating. And so you would take aloe juice at night and then also again in the morning. Lastly, Hing is a great supplement. And Hing is it's a kind of sulfur-smelling herb. It's a powder, and you can get it at you can special order it off the internet or get it at any sort of Indian grocery store. And you just use a little bit of a pinch of it in your food, and it really helps with anyone that has gas or bloating. And then the last supplement you'd want to do is adding in probiotics. And this is super important for good gut health. So pretty much everyone should be taking probiotics. And examples would be raw sauerkraut, kimchi, miso, or kombucha, or kavita, or any sort of those kind of fermented beverages. You want to make sure to make sure you're keeping that serving size small. You don't want to overdo it, especially with the kimchi or the sauerkraut or the kombucha, because those ones have a sour taste and they can be really heating. So that can create extra heat in the pitta, extra heat or pitta in your colon. So you just want to make sure you're using a small serving size and eating at a regular basis, 2 or even 3 times a day. And then the last suggestion for really helping you to make this healthy bowel movement happen is finding the foods that help you, figuring out what your body likes, what helps your system just run optimally, and really helps you have this full, complete, 18-inch, well-formed brown stool, and really eliminate all the waste from your body every single morning upon arising. So just figuring out like what makes it run well, what makes your body sing. And some very common suggestions would be beets or prunes. And steel-cut oats or oatmeal in general is also really good. The oats have a demulcent quality that is very soothing to the digestive tract. So I like to use steel-cut oats and I add flax oil, and that's like so good for my body. Stewed apples are also really, really good for the colon, and even just apples in general. Green juice or smoothies can be really good. And just a vata-reducing diet in general with easy-to-digest foods, good healthy oils and healthy fats, lots of soups and just hot, warming food, things that are grounding, soothing, kind of more of the comfort food, those heartier root vegetables that bring in that grounding quality that are cooked warm and served fresh with a little bit of oil and some spices are probably the best. But really just experiment and find what helps your body. And then if you know when there's times when constipation is more likely, such as during travel is really increases vata in the body. So then you can kind of pull out your tool book, your tool belt and be like, all right, I've got, you know, all my best foods that help my digestion the best and help me go to the bathroom. I've got my Trifla or my Calm or my Hing. I've got my little squatty potty, or I'm going to do my squats or whatever and make sure you're hydrated. And so that just really helps the body operate in that rhythm and that flow and keep this practice happening on a regular basis without getting you backed up. Okay, so that's the one main key of this starting the day right, is having this healthy, healthy bowel movement. The second aspect of tapping into this vata energy in the morning, besides that movement aspect that we talked about of the down and out movement of apana vayu, you're also tapping into the subtle, expanding, very shape-shifting energies while vata is heightened. So remember that vata is space and air, and it's about that movement, but it's also the wind, it's ethereal, it's creative. It's expansive. It's very subtle and very light. So during this Vata time of day from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., when you first wake up in the morning, you're most easily in a space of your spirit. You're most easily connected to that soul aspect of your being. And the veil between the physical and the spiritual world is the thinnest. So your consciousness is most accessible. Your subtle awareness and your sensitivity is very heightened at this time. And your accessibility into what is possible, into the endless realm of the cosmos, into your greatest potential is the strongest. This hour is specifically the hour before sunrise, during this Vata time of day, is called Brahmamutra. And Brahmamutra in Ayurveda is just basically known to be the most spiritual time of day. It's the time when we are in this special place of our subtlety, of our expansiveness, very in tuned with our consciousness. So these early morning hours are the ultimate time for you to be with that, to check in with that, to play with it, to expand upon it. And so what does that look like to you? I really invite you to be explorative and listen to what ways you want to connect with your spirit. Even if you've had a great morning practice in place for years, maybe something new wants to emerge, and maybe you can be open to that. Some ideas for connecting into the subtle, expansive, and inspiring Vata energy of the early morning could be praying, could be reading sacred scripture, it could be chanting, doing mantras, singing. Meditating is ideal for this time in the morning. Offering devotion, drawing a card from a deck, connecting into the divine, the God, goddess, spirit, connecting to nature or the cosmos, feeling into what's bigger than the personal self. So feeling out of this limited aspect of who you are and really feeling into your connection of the bigger world and the divine, and feeling into your real nature, your truth of who you truly are, this I am presence. What's important during this time, and what I really, really recommend for anyone, is that during this early morning hours, during this time of Brahmamutra, or whenever you first wake up, that you give yourself this time and space to explore this expansive, subtle Vata energy, and really just give yourself a brief moment, if anything, to attune to that. And so you want to do this before you get on your phone or your computer. So you don't want to get on the internet, get on email, Instagram, check your text messages, or get into the digital world, because that moves all of that energy into your head, into this place of your thought processes, of your critical and analytical thinking, of like even getting caught up in this like world of what do I have to do today, what's next, who's texting me, what email did I get, da 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 da, and getting kind of carried down that road. So what I recommend is to not have your phone in your bedroom at all, and so that when you wake up in the morning, you're giving yourself time to explore this this preciousness, this gift of being with your spirit and your consciousness and your deeper truth. So for me, what I like to do is when I wake up in the morning, I kind of luxuriate into these first moments of resting in that space between the dream world and the waking world, and kind of feel into these deeper feelings or messages or images that are alive in my dreams, and kind of relish in that or just feel into it. And then before I get out of bed, I reconnect into my heart space and really anchor into that of like what is most important for me is to live from my heart. And so when I give myself that opportunity to feel in from there, then everything else that I do from the rest of the day can ripple out from that. After connecting into spirit and maybe even saying a prayer or just feeling into this intention that I might have for the day of what sort of emotive quality I want to offer the people or the world around me, After I finish that, then I get up out of bed, go pee, scrape my tongue, brush my teeth, and wash my face. I get dressed, and then I walk into the kitchen, and I have that big glass of water already sitting on my kitchen countertop ready to be chugged. And so I drink the glass of water, which flushes my channels and supports me to go to the bathroom. And so those essentially are the three keys that you want to have for just the basics of starting your morning right. So you want to connect with that expansive, glorious, cosmic quality of Vata and really get into this this subtle shape-shifting quality of your nature and the expansiveness of your consciousness. And then number two, you want to do the hydrate and flush. And number three, go to the bathroom. And as with all these practices, you want to go slow and take your time and just use the basic tools for building a new habit. Make it small and doable. Make it clear and concise. And if going to the bathroom isn't a regular thing for you every morning, you can give your body time to adjust. So you want to be patient and go slow. And if you need any tips or if you need any support, please don't be hesitant to ask. It's maybe everywhere in society we don't talk about our poop, but Ayurveda, it's so freaking important. It's such a vital part of being healthy. And so it's a really key practice that you want to have as part of your everyday. So I'm here to talk about it with you. And we can troubleshoot or find ways to support or whatever that you need. So that's the basic for morning practices. And again, if you have questions, we'll post them on the forum or talk in our live coaching call.